Hi, this is Erica Blinn, and this is my music journey.
Why don't you come down, sweet darling? I've got a feeling you're burning inside. I've been waiting all night, gonna show you some of my softer side.
In some ways, Erica Blinn's latest material represents not just a softer side, but her real side. Though she moved to Nashville in the fall of 2015, Central Ohio will always be home for Blinn. The 31-year-old attended Worthington Schools and Ohio State University. Her earliest memories of music involve her dad, either playing guitar or spinning records around the house.
But my dad always let me play with his vinyl, too. Like, he showed me how to use it properly, like, how to take care of it and play a record. And I think it just felt like it was always a part of me. And my dad bought me Linda Ronstadt CDs when I was 7, and I was like, well, this is what I'm going to do with my life.
So it seems fitting that for the first time in her career, Blinn's dad, Jerry, a longtime fixture in the Columbus music scene, plays on one of her new songs.
You know, I'd sat in with his band and stuff, but he'd never sat in with mine, and he came down to Nashville like the day before the session started, and we were having a rehearsal, and he was like just sitting on the couch, and the other musicians were loading in, and he was like, this is what I'm thinking for that song. And he started playing that bass line, and the guys that were standing there were like, yes, that is the thing for this song. It was pretty exciting, you know. And yeah, it was, you're standing there going, don't mess up this take, because everybody's counting on you to get through this so that, you know, we don't have to start over. But yeah, it is exciting to look over and see my dad doing that with me for the first time.
Blinn's new 11-track Better Than Gold release reflects the transition of moving. Some songs were started back home and finished in Nashville. Others were started in her new home and finished in Columbus. The song Dreamer's Heart represents the constant doubt she's had about whether to continue musically.
It's my life, you know. And, you know, it's kind of a positive song about some bummer stuff, though, you know, because being in debt and wishing you had more time and wishing you hadn't worried about certain things when you were younger and just focused on the one thing that makes you happy.
I could get a job that I can't stand and start a weekend cover band. That 9 to 5, that perfect life, I haven't ever felt less alive. Inside my head, I'm just a girl trying to figure it out.
But it's the doubts, according to Blinn, that represent the most important time to continue and stick it out, whatever the career.
Really try to imagine what would happen if you stopped doing the thing that you're doing and did something else. And think of all the things that could be good about that, or think of all the things that could be bad about that, and just weigh those out, you know. I think you'll know. Like, for me, it's, you know, as soon as I start imagining myself in another position or doing anything else, I just know in my heart, like, that would crush my soul, you know. That would not work.
Besides the special moment with her dad and some genuine reflection, Blinn's favorite song on this collection comes at the very end with the track Loving You.
I wanted to explore more of the Loving You sound. You know what I mean? I think that at least a little bit further into that direction, you know, I'll never totally abandon the other sounds probably. But, you know, sometimes it's like, well, been there, done that. Let's try something else.
Blynn says that song almost didn't make it on the record because it was so different, but she stuck with it and says people have been really responding to that song. And that's the meaning of music for Blynn, to connect with the listener in a real way. She's certainly done that with her latest material. My sincere thanks to Erica Blynn for her time and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.